So turn to the microphone and said Moonlight was the actual winner. There was a confusion with the envelopes. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, the 27th.
Wait, we switched the envelopes.
The envelope goes to.
The envelope goes to.
And the winner of Best Picture, Best Radio Station, Best it's Morning still, Talk Show.
It is still Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. There was no switch there. There was no switch there. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
And we are not brought to you by PricewaterhouseCoopers.
KCNR1460.com. Hop in there. Good morning, Anonymous. God, Anonymous is in there already.
You don't think there's a few meetings going on at Pricewaterhouse right now?
Heads will roll. We still have one job to do. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's currently 32 degrees. Yes, it's Monday morning. Thank you, everybody, for your well-wishing. It was a long haul. I've been up and then down, and thank you so much. I'm doing much, much better. Lots of bed rest. But it's currently 32 degrees. Are you sure that's correct? Okay. So
it's chilly.
It was 38 in my car.
It was 35 in my car.
Oh, okay. So scattered rain.
Don't we live close to
today? I'm not really sure after last night. That was funny. Scattered rain, snow, then scattered showers this morning with our highs of around 53 tonight. Again, patchy frost with our lows of 35. I'm glad I brought in my ferns. Tomorrow calls for patchy frost and sunny with our highs of 58 and the lows of 37. Wednesday is sunny with our highs of 64. And that's a predicament anyway. Prediction. Well, not a predicament. Depends on if you've got lost your plants. Wednesday night, mostly clear with lows around 40. We'll do a more intense National Weather Service review for the week. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
More intense. Yeah, you know, I wrote down one thing today. And what I wrote down was, Pricewaterhouse, you have one thing to do. And you stole it. You stole my line.
Ooh. That's what happens when your wife comes back into the mix.
Good morning, everybody. Bob, how are you?
Doing well. Temperature-wise, out on my lawn this morning, it was 20 nippy in the upper.
Did you have frost on your yard?
We had frost on it. It was pretty dry, so we didn't have too much frost on it.
I saw frost on the cars when I drove in today into the station. There, you know, because there's people that live above, you know, the station's in Chevron Square, which has businesses, but also has people living on the second deck up here. They have businesses, but people living up here. A lot of cars, and a lot of them had frost on the windshields this morning, which was really strange. Some of them didn't. Some of them did. I mean, you know, why is that? I guess it's where they're parked where the condensation is because the ones closest to the building didn't, and the ones out on the side where there's more wind, I guess, which also helped.
My wife, the meteorologist, will tell you on some of these phenomena, we don't know.
Viola Davis at the, you know what, I didn't watch Academy Awards. This is why I don't watch Academy Awards. One, they're self-licking ice cream cones. But when I, you know, we usually go to a party, an Academy Awards party. And everybody says who's going to win, blah, blah, blah.
We fill out papers. We haven't seen a lot of the films, but I was still not feeling well.
I'm not real crazy about it, because a lot of times the guys sit around, and, you know, if we start to talk, the girls yell at us.
Well, we're there to watch. If you're going to watch the show,
you're there to watch the clothes.
Well, watch the show. Okay. And see what speeches are made.
So I'm pretty much forced to go.
It is kind of watching.
But this year, you were not feeling well.
Right.
And I said, you know what, I don't even want to watch it, because I just know this is going to be a anti-Trump. Let's see, and then there'll be anti-American talks in there, even though they'll just say it's Trump, but they're going to hit other things too. So I didn't. But you would come in and give me updates. And you said, you know, they're not being really political. Jimmy Kimmel was, you know, doing his thing, but, you know, he's a comedian. And I said, oh. So I went in there to watch, and I got in there in time to watch the Iranian speech. how we are an aggressive, warlike country, not allowing other countries.
Well, the guy who won didn't. He banned coming to America because America is banning, you know, Muslim states. So, but he did say something that really took offense to.
You know, first of all, Trump, and this is where I don't understand. Trump was not banning anybody. What he said was they had a 90-day take a step back from the seven nations who Barack Obama had declared as terrorists or nations that supported terrorism or trained terrorists. This is what the whole thing was about. Syria, yes, he said, until we can super vet these guys. All right? So this thing about, oh, they're banning. No, they're only banning from Syria. Okay. But anyway, then he goes into this. He writes a letter and the lady reads. And they say, you know, when he wins. And then everybody, oh, yeah, yeah. And then when she read the words, how the United States comes in and is an aggressive, you know, nation that keeps other nations from having democracies. Well, the applause meter went way down, but they still applauded. Now, here's what the thing about it is that the Middle East has never had democracies. The only democracy in the Middle East was Israel. The only one. And they took time, you know, women were not treated like people, and they still aren't. And yet these people stand up, these wogs in Hollywood, these people who are plotting. If you were in Iran, do you think that you would have the freedom to do the things that you do right now in the United States? Are you stupid? They can't even have freedom of assembly there. If you're a woman, you're treated like a second, third, fourth, fifth class citizen. And yet they're applauding for this? I can't believe that people are so stupid that they don't even read or even look at the documentaries your Hollywood puts out about it. They don't do that. How badly women are treated. But that's okay because we're against Trump. It's just absolutely ludicrous to me how they could do this. But at the same time, you have somebody, an actress who wins Best Supporting Actress named Viola Davis, who has this beautiful, beautiful acceptance speech about talking about life and her mother and how acting gave her these, you know, these things and how the best, you know, the most, you know, the best people, the people with the greatest ideas are in the cemetery.
That was wonderful.
It was a wonderful speech, you know, and you go, wow. You know,
it was a class act. It'll go down in history as one of the most beautiful acceptance speeches ever because it was done with such grace.
And then, of course, may I mention it right at the end, of course, when they, you know, I got up to take a shower. As I walked off, you know, La La Land was up on the stage. Everybody was doing their, you know, their high fives. And then Linda comes in and she says,
"You're not going to believe the biggest flub." All I could think about was, you know, of course, in the last recent past couple of years, Steve Harvey came to light because it was Miss Universe, I think, and he announced the wrong winner.
Yeah, the wrong country.
Well, the last night, and you know, you can't blame, it was pretty kind of a cool moment when you saw Faye Dunaway. Bonnie and Clyde came out, right? Years later, it would be like Grandma Bonnie and Clyde.
Great-grandma
Bonnie and Clyde came out. But still, it was like an Oscar moment. You know, they were going to announce Best Picture of the Year. And you could see Warren Beatty looking at the envelope kind of like...
He did. And everybody, I was wondering...
Like three times he looked at that.
He stared at it, and then he stared out at the audience.
Yeah.
And he goes... And he had this look on his face, and I thought, what is he trying to be funny?
Yeah.
And he was... He says, "Here," and he gave it to her. Yeah. Now, if that wasn't...
he goes, because it might not seeing right.
Yeah, I guess that's it. And Faye Dunaway looks at it. She looks down. She says, "La La Land."
Yeah.
Well, what he was seeing was...
Best Actress, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, La La Land. And he was looking at it going, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And then, but so...
He's been there enough to know that is not how it's...
This is not how it's done.
They
handed him.
So then you see... After you watch it the second time and you watch it go back, you know, the people are excited and la la la, and the whole cast, the producers, they come up, you know, like the whole team that's there that night. And the first producer, the second producer, And then the third one says, thank you, Bubba, my love of my life, and we didn't win. And you could see a kind of commotion behind
them. There's all types of stuff going on before, and you're going, and guys coming out with headsets.
And Jim, so he said, we didn't win. And they said, no, this isn't a joke, because it was such a weird night. Yeah. That you're like, wait a minute, this is like the ultimate Kimmel moment, right?
Yeah, just anyway, so they were very gracious. They got off the stage. Moonlight came up, or whatever it was, and they gave their speech. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel says, I'll never do this again. And Warren Beatty says, this is how it happened. I came up. He says, I was not trying to be funny. I was looking down at it. I saw Emma Stone, La La Land. I thought, this isn't right. I'm not trying to, whatever, you know, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then he hands it to Faye Dunaway. He just goes, La La Land. And,
right.
And so now Pricewaterhouse, who has one thing to do the whole year, really, I'm sure they do other things, but they have to hand out cards to actors. And now, frankly, if it had been me and I looked down and I saw that and I saw a person's name on it and it says best actress, I would have said, I'm sorry, but I think somebody's giving me the wrong.
Well, you don't know that because it just said Emma Stone.
It did.
La La Land. Not best actress, but just.
But he's been there before.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can go back and who knows what anybody does in that kind of moment of pressure.
When you're standing there. Yeah, what are you going to do? Remember what Bush did when they said.
The eyes of the world upon you.
Bush is talking to a bunch of third graders.
Reading to them, actually.
The tires have been attacked. And he just sits there and he goes, oh.
And he was so criticized for that.
Yeah, and he goes, oh.
Hey, we got to take a break, actually. Yeah. And you know what? When we come back from this break, we do want to talk about a couple things. What else happened in memoriam, as well as somebody else who we want to pay tribute to after the break? But let's talk about how I have to be honest with you that while I was sick. And it just was prolonged, and I'd get up and I'd feel better. I had nothing but praises again to say about my Sleep Number bed and the fact that I could do a lot with resting and feeling wonderful. And my Sleep Number setting is 40. I've kind of stayed at 40, and it's a great way to be able to build your health back and revitalize yourself. So go to the Sleep Number store out at the Target Shopping Center. And what are you at right now? What's your sleep number setting?
Sleep number setting is 60.
Yep. Okay.
Head on down. There's best sales. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning. 32 degrees going up to 53 today.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, jetivator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Annu, with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is so good to have you back, sweetie.
Feels good to be back.
7:23 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is the 27th of February, 2017. 32 degrees, going up to 53 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Picturing Linda in, you know, in a tank and boxers and gloves, kind of a Pat Benatar thing going
on.
You know,
Hey, last night, the in, I don't know if you say in memoriam. Is that how you would say it? Segment on last night's show included a tribute to costume designer and four-time nominee Janet Patterson, but ran a photo of the very much still active Australian producer Jan Chapman by mistake.
Oh.
That was another big flub. I mean, can you imagine? And Sarah Borealis, this was absolutely breathtakingly her rendition of Both Sides Now. I looked at life from both sides now. It was beautiful. Yeah. And anyway, so, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark was the founder of this business and brought this here many, I don't know, over 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
And all of the people that work for her are bonded. She's somebody who started this from her kitchen table. Another wonderful local business that she's built. She's worked so hard. Great integrity. And if you know of, you know, maybe a mother or maybe your spouse or maybe yourself, you know you're going in for surgery, you're going to need help, just came out of an illness, that kind of thing, they can come in and do anything from grocery shop to help you with meds into in-home care.
Yeah, they have anything either short-term or long-term in-home care, the best you're going to find. Nothing. No, you're always going to find it at Home Helpers. Don't call anybody else. We know them. I would let them take care of me if I was ill.
Really?
Well, you know, if I had a short-term, you know, break a leg or get a shoulder operated on or something and you weren't around, yeah. 226-8350, Home Helpers.
We had the passing of somebody who was I think he was a great guy, very well-liked everybody. It was And they call him the affable actor who was the co-star in a string of 1990s blockbusters, including Twister, Titanic, and Apollo 13. Later, he played the lead in the critically acclaimed television drama Big Love. Bill Paxton passed away at 61. His complication of surgery was announced yesterday by a family representative. The statement did not say where or when Mr. Paxton died, but Rolling Stone reported that he died on Saturday. Early in his career, Mr. Paxton had small parts in The Terminator, Aliens. Both films were directed by James Cameron.
Okay. Now, if you remember, you're thinking, Bill Paxton, what was he in The Terminator? If you remember right at the beginning when Arnold walks up nude to these three
Bikers?
No, the kind of biker guys, but they were thugs.
Yeah.
And they had the, you know, leather jackets and all this. And he said, give me your jacket.
Yeah.
And then it went downhill from there for Bill Paxton. But his relationship with James Cameron, though,
yes,
grew, and they became friends, and then Cameron used him in a lot of movies.
Right. He's also, was in Apollo 13 playing Fred Hayes, one of the three astronauts on a mission to the moon that experienced serious mechanical problems. Of course, he was in Twister, which we remember.
Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And
he was great in Twister.
He was great in that.
And they gave the Storm Chasers gave their own memoriam to him. I think they did something out there.
In 2012, and I know you love this series, he was nominated for an Emmy Award for playing Randolph McCoy in the three-part miniseries Hatfield and McCoys. You like
it
that?
It was. No, what? That was a great. That was really good. And he played an interesting part of a guy who had post-traumatic stress in a bad sense coming out of the war. And that's the way he played him in it. So, I mean, I don't know if that's true or not because, I mean, it's all historical drama. You know, you've got Kevin Costner playing Devil Ann's Hatfield. But it was a great series, won a lot of Emmys. He's done a lot of things. He was in Aliens, another great movie. One of those. And Bob, tell me this. You know, most of the time the second one or your, what do you call those? You've got your, you know, movie and then the follow up is the sequel.
The sequel, yeah.
The sequels are never as good. There's, in a couple of cases, that's not true. And one of them was Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after Alien. This one was just as good, if not more, you know, if it had more special effects. It was really a better movie. And he played one of the Marines in that.
Yeah.
One that was always going, hey, man, we're in trouble. Hey, man, did you read the funny papers? We're getting our butts kicked. You know, I mean, stuff like that. But he goes out as a hero, you know, end. And he's blasting away and he's attacking. So,
hey, what the fuck?
You want some of this here? You have some more? Yeah, have this. You know.
Interesting, when he was eight, his dad took his brother and Bill to see John F. Kennedy the morning of November 22nd.
And he saw him there.
And also, it's...
You know what? There's his photo was one of the ones they used a lot because his dad put him on his shoulders.
Oh, really?
And he was one of those photos that was Bill Paxton.
That's right. Yeah. There was a photograph of Mr. Yeah. Paxton from that morning perched on a stranger's shoulders. Long before his role in Big Love, he was good-natured in assessing his Hollywood status. He was married to the same woman for 30 years, which is great. And he always said, it's always been a little frustrating when you're reading a script after 10 guys ahead of you have had a chance to pick it over. He said, 1998, I don't know if you'd say that today, you know, not today, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He may be saying that today from heaven. But anyway, great guy. I'm sure it's always a shock when somebody so young and so promising passes away. Like that suddenly.
Hey, he was great in Tombstone. Yep,
and
that's
they
right.
were that. Oh, that's right.
He was
that's
super,
one of your favorite movies.
He played one of the brothers.
From our
you know,
chat
the
pack.
Funny thing was too. He played the younger brother. And when you know, it, here's the thing: is when Sam Elliott spits like tobacco juice. Sam Elliott, when he spits, he spits with authority.
You
mean,
would
he,
know.
He does. And then when Bill Paxton was spit, he'd get it on himself, like the younger kid that was trying to emulate his dad. Or his big brother. So he tried to spit. He just never carried it off.
Now, I'm not sure if that's something that people really picked up on, and I think that's interesting.
Well,
when I think of that movie, that doesn't stick out for me.
Well, it's probably because you haven't watched it 36 times, like some of us
I've
have.
I've watched it many times.
It is. Well, sometimes you didn't have a choice. You sit there. Is this Tombstone? She can walk in on a esoteric scene that you would not have, you know, you would have never picked up from Tombstone. But she walks in and goes, Tombstone, huh? What? How'd you know that?
I just need a frame.
I need to say this. Tomorrow, Shasta County is going to address the Sanctuary City nonsense. Les Baugh is taking the lead in this. And essentially what this is, Tehama County voted to say, we are not a sanctuary county and nor are we going to be. There have been some cities that have backed off from this. There's others that have just climbed on. We are a sanctuary city. Reading says, well, you know, nobody's ever named us as a sanctuary city. But see, here's what you're missing there, Kurt, is that the state is getting ready to make you a sanctuary city with this new law if it gets signed. They're going to make the whole state a sanctuary state to tell your law enforcement personnel not to help the feds when it comes to people here that they've got in jail, they've arrested illegal for being, you know, for something, and they've got them there for their illegals. They're saying not to help the police or to help the feds. Well, the feds rely on local authorities because they know the people. They know the areas. So this state is going to say, no, 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 we don't care if you've broken the law. You know, if it's something minor, you know, we're not going to help. Well, what's minor? It's up to the, you know, that the whole thing is crazy. Well, anyway, Tehama County voted. Says, hey, look, you know, when the feds start cutting back the money, not us. So it's going to come up tomorrow, my friends, in the meeting starting at 9 o'clock, from the way I understand, and we're going to get some more on this, but Les Ball is going to bring it up. I think there's going to be a number of people speaking to say that Shasta County needs to stand as a city, as a county that does not provide sanctuary to illegals.
Obeys
the laws. And then if the state doesn't like that, then, you know, so wait a minute, you're not obeying the laws of the feds. Why should we obey your laws? Then I really think we ought to get into the, you know, Second Amendment parts of it too, but that's just me. All right, 7:31 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellites. On top of the veterans promotion, where veterans can get $100 off for signing up, B&T Satellite is now offering a $200 gift card for the first 20 callers. Now, that's every day the first 20 callers. That's not just didn't start last week. But the customers must mention promo code BTS, like BTS Satellites, 200. That's right. Savings to local veterans, veterans' families, or widows, $100. Savings on new services, savings of $100 new service to anyone referring a veteran's family or their widows. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy. Call Doug Tooley. He's a veteran. Call B&T Satellite, 241-DISH. A veteran-owned business, locals, and cares and gives back to our community. And I guarantee you, he does. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Sea Breacher, Genovator, Splash Dogs, Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Bass Fin Fishing Demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and hello to everybody out there that's listening. You know what? You know, every we get people come up to us all the time that we're, you know, that we don't know. That have said, hey, we listen to you every morning. It's kind of, it's really cool, and we really appreciate that because we believe that. We talk a lot about what's going on in our city and our county and the state and all that. You know, yeah, we do. We talk about, you know, Academy Awards and those things. But we really appreciate our listeners. And
well, we
it's,
do.
It's really cool.
And we were supposed to have a guest scheduled today. Maybe they're on their way. Sometimes these things happen. But it would have been you, Prep. And we do need to acknowledge and do a shout out that they won the science, the Regional Science Bowl, which means they get an all-paid expense trip to the Science Bowl, which is science, mathematics. I mean, it goes on. Yeah. The Brainiacs, of course. On the, they're going to get to go to Washington, D.C.
In Shasta High School, or the gang over there won that robotics competition with their – in fact, they won their teams took first, second, and third there with the – it was picking up – they had to build something out of components that picked up an object and lifted it up over its head – or over the base of it, and then put it over a wall. You remember that, Bob? Were you in there that day? They were in there talking about it.
Yeah.
Bright, bright, bright young people. And where are you going to go? Well, I'm going to go to Shasta College. I went, okay.
Shasta College, we also – we have really – I think we have really fine schools. I feel we have fine schools here. A lot of – many of our 2030 have gone on to higher education after they've left maybe Shasta College entrance first couple years college, and then for Simpson we
forget Simpson University is a 4-year university.
It's a 4-year university, but what we also hear, you know, of course we're out and about a lot, you know, just talking with people, just being a citizen of this city, and that is that Simpson people will say, staff and students, a lot of people think we're just walking around on this campus with our Bibles, thumping our Bibles. It's not like that at all.
It's not like that. They have a lot of things that they do. We've, you know, I've been on their board, and, you don't have to sign anything to be on their citizens board there, which is probably good because probably half of us couldn't be on there. But it's Simpson offers so many things. And then you have Shasta College. Their innovation team came in the other day. Outstanding, the things they're working on. And, you know, it's just they're just, you know, we've got these opportunities. So, but it doesn't mean, you know, and then really down the road you got Chico, which is not that far away. But there's so many things going on. Anyway, hey, for a follow-up on the sanctuary cities – is that, or, you know, is the sanctuary state issue, is that tomorrow the board's going to be discussing whether or not to have a Shasta County resolution drawn up. Now, frankly, since Shasta County's not on anything that says, oh, well, they're a sanctuary county, you know, you're saying, well, why do we have to do that? Well, here's the reason why, is that I think that if we say that we're not a sanctuary county, and that means we cannot be held held accountable. If Trump wants to say, fine, you want to be a sanctuary state, so let's just cut off a couple of $1 billion there to you till you kind of rethink this, that you're not going to help us in law enforcement, that you're going to make up. You know, what essentially the state is saying is we're not going to enforce federal laws we don't agree with. Well, now, is that true in everything? Then what? Then if the county says, well, then we're not going to enforce the laws that has anything to do with, you know, high capacity magazines, bullet buttons, or anything like this, we're just not going to do it. And then if that's the case, that you don't have to enforce the laws because you don't think they're fair and we don't think these laws are fair, how can you hold us accountable? That's frankly is what I'd like to hear them say. If the state is going to declare themselves a sanctuary city state for illegals, we want to declare ourselves a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment and for everybody that believes in the Second Amendment. That to me, that says that, you know, it's the same thing. We're not going to follow the federal laws, fine. Then we're not going to follow the state laws. Anyway, I think though we need to have something that says, hey, we don't buy into the sanctuary state. This is Northern California. We don't buy into that. Now, they're going to talk about it. We'll see what happens. They won't vote on it till the March 7th, though. So if you might want to is find out who your supervisor is and write to them. I'm going to write to David Kehoe. I'll probably talk to him, too. Say, hey, it's time for this. Okay.
Also in headlines, President Trump to skip White House Correspondents'
Ooh, that's
Dinner.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's a glitzy event that draws celebrities and journalists and, of course, politicians. Normally it includes a U.S. president, but he said he would not attend the day after the White House excluded several major broadcasters and newspapers from a press briefing. He has frequently described negative news coverage as fake. However, he has not provided any evidence for his claims. And Friday, the BBC and CNN, BuzzFeed and the New York Times were among media groups barred from an off-camera informal briefing. I will not be attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner this year. Please wish everyone well and have a great evening. There have been some calls for journalists to boycott the event itself. Tell you a little bit about the dinner. It began in 1921 when Calvin Coolidge was the first president to attend in 1924. Canceled a few times, including 1930 after the death of ex-president William Taft. In 1942, following the U.S. entry into World War II, and again in 1951. Rarely skipped by sitting presidents, Richard Nixon avoided it in 1972 and 74, and Jimmy Carter in 78 and 1980. Ronald Reagan, who was the last to miss it in 1981, did not because he'd been shot and recovering at Camp David. John F. Kennedy threatened to withdraw unless women were allowed to attend, which they were. Only become the now traditional roasting of the president event. It's the traditional roasting of the president event in 1983. Some of the events have been particularly tough on presidents. Stephen Colbert's turn in 2006 prompted several of George W. Bush's aides to walk out. Every sitting president since 24 has attended the Correspondents' Dinner at least once, according to the New York Times. They traditionally make a lighthearted speech at the annual event. Former U.S. President Barack Obama attended 8 times.
Of course, because Brock got along so famously with the press that just licked him. You know, last night, licked him all over, like you would a puppy. You know, like puppies lick their mommy. So here, you know, one of the things that happened last night, too, is when they stood up and said, we want to end the war in Syria now. Well, I just sat there again last night and went, are you kidding me? The war in Syria started because of Obama. I didn't hear you standing up last year and saying that, or the year before and saying that, or the year before that and saying that. It's just now? Oh, did Hollywood just discover there was a war in Syria?
What do you mean it started because of Obama?
Well, let's just
explain that.
Oh, I can go on for hours about this one. It started because we had won.
The administration.
Okay. Well, his decisions. The whole Middle East came apart under Obama's administration. Hillary Clinton gets into Libya, and we take down Gaddafi. And so when you take down Gaddafi, what happens? It became a non-state. You still have warring factions there. Nobody knows who runs Libya. And then we get into Egypt, and it ends up as a military takeover. And then we get into Syria, but we don't really lead into that one, and so you still have Assad in there. How many years now? 4 or 5 years? How many millions of refugees have just flooded Europe and all the problems that they're having? And then, of course, Iraq, which had been – the war had been won. He and Hillary pulled out all the troops. ISIS filled the vacuum, and look what's happened since then. So the war in Syria has been going on for years, and not one time did I hear Hollywood stand up and say, end the war in Syria now. Nope, not until Obama left the office, and then they discovered that, oh, my God, there's a war going on over there. Oh, is that where all those refugees come from? Need I say more?
Going back to the Oscars, I think the gentleman who won the best supporting actor is Muslim. He's the first Muslim to win an Oscar.
Cool. And his speech was wonderful.
His speech was of grace. It had nothing to do with political and religion. It had to do with his teachers. It was respect. It was about the craft. And I guess some individuals feel in that moment that they have the light that they need to go into pontificating about their beliefs and like the guy presenting, I don't believe in walls. Well, he's presenting.
Yeah, well, come on the show and tell me why.
And you took a moment away. Yeah. He took a moment. I know it made headlines.
He focused it on himself.
On his people or whatever his beliefs were. And this, he is there to announce
a winner.
Whoever they're going to, whatever category that was. Before we take a break, moving on to something that's happening here locally that we're very, very excited about. We love every year that it happens. Crown Motors is supporting the 31st annual Crown Motors NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show. We have 4 tickets, so it's a family pack. Right now, if you give us a call at 605-4567, that's happening March 3rd through 5th. You can take your family and take these tickets that we're giving you here on KCNR. Give us a call, 605-4567, for 4 tickets to the Boat, Sport, and RV Show. Have a blast when you go. Compliments to us, and thank you for Crown Motors for supporting such a wonderful event. Again, 605-4567, and we'll see you right after the break.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Sea Breacher, Genovator, Splash Dogs, Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Bass Fin Fishing Demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, this Friday through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 27th of February, 2017. 32 degrees, probably 33 by now, going up to 53. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. It looks like we're going to have nice sunshiny weather maybe through the end of the week, and then maybe a little bit of rain on Saturday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans. Get them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at the street of the corner of Court and Eureka.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love – this is our club, and it is a club. And we like to go, you know, just wonderful service in there, as well as – you know, Boheme Spa is inside of Wellgate as well. So it's a one-stop shop. And Boheme always has wonderful packages that you can go in there. And if you go into Wellgate and take a look around and find out their packages, if you get – the ultimate workout package, you get the two spa treatments along with your monthly membership, and we do that. We really enjoy that. So let's get on with our show. Anyway, we always want to thank our sponsors because they're what keep us alive here and put the rent, pay the bills.
Okay, the DA's job. You know, at first it was going to be, the acting district attorney, Stephanie Bridget. You know, and then it came down into they had the meeting and they decided to vote 3-2. Like, let's open this up and let's see who else wants to be the district attorney. Well, it turns out there's 7 people.
Wow.
That want to be the district attorney. And these 7 are, let me see, let me get down here. Drum roll here. It's the
names, please.
I'm trying to find, you know what? My
computer.
My computer just did this. Okay. That's not the. Okay. Never mind. But there's 7 of them. It's Stephanie Bridget and others. I'll be back to that in a second. I just ended up on Sanctuary somehow. But we'll be back to that in a second. So it's your turn.
Okay. I'm actually looking at World Headline News. If you want to talk more about the Oscars from last night, give us a call if you want to give your input. Did you watch it? Was it a painful wreck that you drive by and you can't stand to look, but you look? I didn't know whether I was going to watch it this year or not. Of course, you know, we always get invited to it earlier in the program, that we get invited to a friend's Oscar party every year, and I wasn't really feeling well, so I had to put my leopard robe on and watched it from my own comfort of my home with a leopard robe. That somebody who's listening will get the joke of that. But anyway, so we're curious to hear what other people have to say about if they did watch it. What did you think? And what were your highlights and what were the things that disappointed you the most? Go on about now. You've got the names up for the DA.
Okay, the 7 candidates for the appointment is Assistant DA, Chief Deputy DA, Stephanie Bridget, Senior Deputy DA, Ben Hanna, Deputy DA Brandon Storman, and former Shasta County prosecutors Donna Daly and John Kukra. Then we've got 2 from out of the area here, one's from Pasadena and and one from LA. They're also applying for this. Anyway, it looks like now from 7, and it went from 1 to 7. So they're going to have this Wednesday at the district chambers. You sit in there and they're going to question each one of them. And then they're going to take the top 3 and send them to Larry Lee's. So they're going to question everybody. Everybody's got their resumes in and all their references and all these. So that's going to happen Wednesday. So if you want to find out and want to have something to say about who's going to be, well, maybe not something to say, but at least listen to what they're going to say about the questions they ask them. And it's going to be an open forum, which is going to be interesting. All that's going to happen Wednesday. Okay. I'm sorry I messed up. I thought I had that story pulled up already. Instead, I had the one on the Sanctuary Estates. Good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning. How are you, Coach?
Good morning, Colonel. Good morning, Linda.
How are you?
Dad, Bob, and everybody else hanging around that studio.
Well, thank you.
I did not watch the Oscars by design, although I had other things going on. I wouldn't have watched it if I'd been sitting in front of the TV. I'm not interested in what dresses somebody wore, or as they like to put it, who are you wearing? I could care less. You know, take it off the rack at Penny's, and I'm a lot happier. But
you deplorable.
I did hear about it on the I did hear about it on the news, and what tickles me is that at the very end of the thing, they pull a Steve Harvey and give the award to the wrong party, and that just makes me laugh. I cannot tell you how tickled I am that that mistake was made. I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of that on Facebook. I want you to know right
now. I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Well, it's interesting to see why people watch it, why people don't watch it.
I always used to. A movie fan, Linda. I love going to the movie.
Okay.
Popcorn, a soda, and man, I'm a happy boy.
So what made you, let me ask you, did you see any of the films that were up for Best Picture?
I have not seen La La Land and the Moonlight thing, no. I have not.
Did you see Lion?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's 10 of them. We saw Hacksaw Ridge, and we saw...
Hacksaw Ridge was a wonderful movie.
It was a great movie. But you know what? I think it appeals to a certain genre, but it won 2 Academy Awards, for mixing and something else.
That's great.
Editing and sound mixing.
Mm-hmm. To me, there hasn't been a great Oscar moment since the Jack Palance push-up scene.
Yes, exactly. No, you're right. That was always thinking.
Well done. Well played. And you're right. And what I'm not going to watch a bunch of Hollywood yahoos. I just got off Facebook with a friend of mine who is a world-class musician, and she lives just below the Hollywood sign. Okay. This is who she rubs elbows with. This is who she schmoozes with constantly. And her opinions are exactly like all of the others down there. And we do battle constantly. And I love it.
Yes.
But as I love her to death, but still, they are of a mindset. And if they're just going to use an awards ceremony that they give each other trophies to begin with, it's like one big club. Well, who's going to get it this time? And... Oh, come on.
Well,
it's gotten old to me.
Well, and the other thing, too, is two years ago when they got slammed on their diversity, and then they made changes, which I think was a good idea. I don't know if people haven't been in the movie business for, 30 years, 25 or 30 years, and they took them out, unless they were Academy Award winners.
Yeah,
and that opened it up, I think, because I looked at when I did kind of move through there, the director of La La Land looks like he's 12, and I mean I'm sure he's older, but he put together could somebody that age have put something together years ago and come up with a movie like this? I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Then you had Orson Welles, who was 22 or 23 when he put together Citizen Kane.
Brilliant minds.
Brilliant minds.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite actresses in the whole wide world is Hilary Swank.
Yes.
And I realized last week, I haven't seen her in anything in a long time. And I Googled her name, looked her up, and found an article that why hasn't Hilary been in movies? And one of the guesses is, and I call it a guess because I don't know this for a fact, but they suspect that it's because she won 2 Best Actress awards so quickly, so almost back to back, that it kind of upsets the Hollywood hierarchy that she's coming on too fast, too quick.
Well, look at Jennifer. Which one? The young girl, not Roberts.
I know.
The other
I know who you mean.
And
yeah.
She won. She won. She's won at least one Oscar, maybe two. And she's under the age. She may be 30 now.
Right. She did. And yeah.
But she won one. She's
terrible.
Like 18
I can't
or
think
19.
Of, in fact, she didn't present. She wasn't there. I didn't see her on the red carpet last night. Anyway, she's wonderful to watch on the red carpet. I do enjoy watching the grace of how the designers. It is a moment for designers and fashion. It really is, and how the. Actors represent themselves and their spouses, and how elegant you hope to see elegance. And
I understand that, and I understand your point. But I'll tell you, if they can't wear it to the Black Bear Diner, I don't want to see it.
Someday I'll tell you what that I pitched a. Well, I can tell it real quick right now. I pitched a commercial to the head CEO of Black Bear Diner, Bruce Dean. where it was, you know, because of, you know, they were wanting things from people that went there. And so what I was Linda and I were going to drive up to the one down here off of Cyprus that has a transient group around it. And Linda and I were going to get out of the car, and immediately we were just, you know, overwhelmed with transients and thugs wanting money and all this. So Linda and I start fighting, and we start fighting our way to the Black Bear Diner. And so almost we're all the way there. We're fighting. There's more. All of a sudden comes storming out of the Black Bear Diner, the two bears, and they jump into the fight. And now the fight's really going on. And at the end, the four of us are standing there in front of Black Bear Diner, you know, clothes torn and all this. And Linda says, "Nobody keeps us from the bear." Well, Bruce turned his. Bruce Dean's face turned as red as the flag, and he goes, "I don't think we'll see that one." I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Bruce was in there this morning. He walked past me, and I had my morning coffee, and
we got to run, buddy.
Hour and a half. All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you, guys. Coach. Good, coming up, we can't wait for Round to Him playing. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump speaking about his plans for reform across a wide range of issues this past hour as he addressed the nation's governors at the White House.
The government should not stand in your way in delivering needed reforms and services, and it won't. We're going to move very, very quickly.
As the leaders exchange ideas today, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is expected to be a big topic. Former President George W. Bush says that President Trump has a tough job ahead, and it's way too soon to try and pass judgment.
There's only been 1 month in office, and so it's a, you know, he's got 4 years. Secondly, I think you have to take the man for his word that he wants to unify the country, and we'll see whether he's able to do so.
The former president appeared this morning on NBC's Today Show. The Senate votes tonight on the president's selection for Commerce Secretary, and billionaire investor Wilbur Ross is headed for confirmation after easily clearing the Senate Commerce Committee and a procedural vote by the full Senate. Ross says the administration plans to work quickly to redo the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's a massive trade pact with Canada and Mexico that has boosted trade, but still stings a lot of laid-off workers across the Midwest. U.S. businesses boosted their orders for long-lasting manufacturing goods in January by the largest amount in 3 months.
But a key category that tracks business investment plans slipped. Orders for durable goods jumped 1.8%, led by a huge surge in demand for commercial and military aircraft. Excluding the transportation category, orders actually fell 0.2%. Demand in a category that tracks business investment fell 0.4%, but analysts believe that will turn around later this year.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, the U.S. Supreme Court upholding a requirement that forces groups to say who is paying for issue advertising directed at candidates in an election. The justices today affirmed a lower court decision in a case involving ads that do not call for the election or defeat of a specific candidate. More from townhall.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline rose about 2 pennies over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Troby Lundberg says it's due in part to lower crude oil prices, but the price hikes at the pump could continue at least for a while.
I think that the price might rise a little bit more, another couple of cents anyway, even if crude oil prices don't move up more, because retailers are being squeezed. Retailers' business margin on gasoline is very, very low, and they can't keep it up for long.
Kurt Busch and Tony Stewart put their gasoline to good use yesterday and picked up a Daytona 500 victory, the first ever. Busch says it's quite an experience actually winning one.
I'm still just blown away by the amount of effort that it takes to win one of these races, let alone the Daytona 500. This is very special.
It's also the first Daytona 500 win for the Stewart Haas racing team and the first for Stewart as either an owner or driver. More of these stories from townhall.com. Police say more than 100 headstones have been vandalized at a Jewish cemetery in Philadelphia. Damage discovered less than a week after a similar occurrence of vandalism in Missouri. Aaron Mallon told WPVI-TV he saw about 100 toppled stones when he went to that cemetery to visit his own father's grave.
There's over 100 tombstones down here, and it's just very, you know, heartbreaking that someone would do this.
Less than a week ago, a Jewish cemetery in suburban St. Louis suffered a similar vandalism. The American Academy of Pediatrics beefing up its warnings about marijuana's potential harms. Pediatrician Cheryl Ryan says it's important at this time to reinforce its longstanding opposition to the recreational use of marijuana, especially for teens.
We're at a point where we need to be speaking out about the fact that marijuana is not a benign substance.
In the Journal of Pediatrics, the group says it opposes medical and recreational marijuana use for children. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott right here at 5 minutes and 40 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 27th of February, the last Monday in February 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We're duking it out here this morning.
You know what? you know what? You've been laying, recovering for 2 weeks, and you come back in. You're punching me. You're
pinching
you're,
you.
You're pinching and punching you. And pushing me around. You
it's
know
my
what?
Job.
It's being very nice to me.
She's everybody, and she goes, "You know, you're really nice to other people." I'm like, "Oh no, no, no." Here we go.
Oh,
so I'm just like, I felt like this. Did you see what she did, Bob?
You missed
Look at
me.
This. You missed this one. She did, I felt like, you know, the
kangaroo. Was it kangaroo punch?
She did a speed bag on me. My head's going.
Kangaroo
like
punch.
Like the cartoon thing.
Yeah, it was.
It was my
all right, it feels good to be back in the seat. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday morning here. February. Where are we? We're the 27th. I know you just said that, but I just can't even believe it.
It's the end of February.
We have a couple days. We have one more day.
That's it.
It's to the end of February, and then we're going into, before you know it, it's Easter. Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios. Scattered rain and snow, then scattered showers is the prediction for today with our highs of 53 and our lows of 35. Just wanted to give you the weather real fast before we go to the phones. And Susan, good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, we have a reversal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive now, up 3 points at 20,824. The S&P 500 advancing 1 point at 2,368. And the NASDAQ Composite positive 2 points at 5,847. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 24 cents at 24.48. JCPenney positive 24 cents, trading at $6.70. Chesapeake Energy up 8 cents at $5.74. Turning to local stocks of interest, UPS up 14 cents at $106.29. Target up 33 cents, trading at $66.84. AT&T up 44 cents at $41.91 per share. Treasuries are declining this morning with the benchmark 10-year Treasury note price yield 2.33%. And over to commodities, gold is down a dime at $12.59.80 per ounce. Silver up 5 at 18.5. And crude oil positive 24 cents at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan Eastman, who's our financial advisor, first vice president of investments at Wells Fargo. Give her a call. She is in the know. 243-7561. Thank you, Susan. And let's roll on over to Raleigh. Sally, I was here. Hear what's happening at the Patriot meeting tonight.
Well, we have the founder and CEO of California Energy Users. His name is Eric Eisenhammer. And he's coming up to talk to us about the new gas and trade tax hike that Governor Brown is trying to add 10.3 cents to the cost of the gallon of gas for people in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need to pay more for gas, don't we, Carl?
Well, you know what? It doesn't affect those people mainly in L.A. and all those cities and coast, you know, the coastal people, because they don't go very far. We have people around here when you drive, they drive from Bernie down here to pick up a prescription, or from Bieber to Bernie. You know, I mean, it's just that it's like the mileage thing, is that they make laws based on a high density group, as opposed to everybody else east of the five. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. No.
That's absolutely correct. And I want to thank you for talking about the sanctuary state and county issue this morning. If people want to come to the Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, that would be good to kind of let them know that there are people that are interested in what they are going to do about this. Now, the vote won't happen until next Tuesday, but today is very important because we absolutely want them to discuss it.
Yeah. So I think it's something that, you know, it comes right down to it. The state doesn't want to enforce laws they don't like, and yet they want everybody in the state, no matter what you think, to fall under that. So if that's their reasoning, I think that we ought to be able to not obey the laws that we don't like. So
maybe we can get them to do a Second Amendment sanctuary county.
You know what? I think if you did one, you could probably do four or five others up here. And then, I mean, you know, the whole thing in for the state of California is so weird. Anyway, tonight,
at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we'll be discussing multiple issues similar to the ones we're talking about today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. The other day in here, we had somebody that just after I did this read and saying what great people that Rebecca and Henry are, and how it's the only full-service store in Reading, the only watch repairmen and all of the whole areas right there at Four Winds Jewelry, how honest they are, what a great selection of jewelry, the estate jewelry, everything. After I said all of these things, and she says, "That's my sister." And I didn't know that. And I went, "Oh," and I'm thinking, "Oh, you know, I can just, you know," but it's easy when they're good people.
Yeah.
So located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You're not going to find a better place to go and buy jewelry. That's where Linda goes.
Thank you so much. Love it. Love it there. Four Winds Jewelry again.
Okay.
I'm so excited about our guest this morning. Randa Hempling, you always come to our show. You've got lots of information there. We're talking about the repeal or the rollback or the replacement of Obamacare.
Yeah.
And that's the subject of this morning.
Yeah, we could talk about lots of different things related to that and the impact and the like. So
last Friday, Randall was on. We were going to talk a little bit, but we got into this great discussion with this young lady, Emily
Cunnison.
Cunnison from the Service Workers Employee Western Service Workers
Association,
which is a everything there is totally volunteer. She does everything volunteer. She doesn't get paid yet. And so I said, "Well, how do you live?" Well, you know, she gets an apartment or something like
this. Yeah, everything she gets is donated literally.
I mean, yeah. And so it's kind of like, wow, because these are the service workers. These are your fast food employees, people
working. What you call the working poor.
They work.
These are hardworking, good. Hardworking people. They're not laying on street corners.
They're not getting stuff from the government. They're trying to work hard, and they stand up for them in things like the raising of the rates at RU is just one of them. They do many others. There's no paid lobbyist down in Sacramento, because somebody asked, well, and then they pay the sum of 62 cents a month, which probably comes out to, what, $8 a year?
Yeah, but that's voluntary.
Voluntary for all the union members is $8 a year.
Yeah.
And you think about it.
Their association. Don't say union because
It's not a union. It's an association. Again. They're not a union.
Yeah.
And so there's 15,000 of them right here in Reading.
Right.
Supposedly.
Well, 15,000 members.
Members.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, but we ended up talking the whole show about that.
Which was good. Yeah.
Which was a lot of people called. I know that CVAT called and a couple others to see how they could do it. Now.
Well, so we're going to take an early break so we can get into the meat of some of the studies that you've been doing that you want to share with our listeners. And I wanted to, before we take a break, I wanted to go into what our show is going to be about this morning with you, with Randa Hempling. President Trump said Monday, the nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated. as Republicans have been slow to unite around a replacement plan for Obamacare. This is from The Hill. I have to tell you, it's unbelievably complex subject, Trump said after a meeting with conservative governors at the White House. The GOP governors were in town this weekend for their annual conference and met with Trump to talk about a variety of things. But anyway, governors have been split on what should be done with Obamacare's medical expansion, which brought health coverage to many, even in deep red states.
Yep. That's the deal. They're suddenly discovering that it's a very complex system. It has been for years. And the idea that, oh, we're just going to repeal it, you know, repeal and replace. If they really wanted to repeal, they passed some 60 bills to repeal, knowing that at the end of the line, President Obama was going to veto it. So it's real easy to pound your chest and say, we're going to repeal it and go out and get votes based on that. Call it Obamacare, because that's a pejorative, and then hope that you never really have to deal with it. And if Hillary Clinton had been elected, we'd be in exactly the same place. They'd be voting to repeal. She'd be vetoing it. We'd be, keep this thing going. The beauty of what's going on right now, irrespective of your political view, is they have to do something. Because now they the Republicans, I'm a Republican, have a majority in the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So now they can't just beat their chests. They have to really do something. We've had a do-nothing Congress for 8 years, irrespective of how you want to view it, on health care. And now we're going to see some changes. It's going to be very exciting.
We'll take a break. When we come back, let's really get to some incredible information that you've come up with here that you're going to share. And, you know, let our eyes be peeled back with some of the truths of what's happening with it's not so easy just to repeal it. Let's talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's termite swarm season again, when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, good morning and welcome on this Monday morning back to KCNR 1460. And we want to thank our sponsors, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. In fact, I got a couple dings in my windshield, actually, just on the freeway driving to L.A. I went a couple weeks ago. And just, you can't help it. You just get the trucks or something, comes out of the wheels and can do just a little, like a ding in your windshield. Well, the ding can turn into a crack, as you know, especially with the expansion, with the heat and the cold. So go to Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He can fix your windshield or give you expert advice if you actually need to have it replaced. And he is located on South Market Street, 3208 Market Street. It's Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
We're here with Randall Hempley, and we're going to talk about, you know, Randall was talking about, okay, Republicans, you've got 8 years to think about it. So you're going to repeal Obamacare. Well, not so fast. Ryan was talking in an interview. He says, yeah, we'll repeal it or we'll replace parts of it. He says, but it's going to take 3 years. When I asked Doug LaMoffin, by the way, Doug LaMoffin is going to be on Friday. We can ask him that question, what's going to take it? And this was Doug's answer was because his target moves a lot. Yes, it's going to be parts of it, though, you want to keep. So you got to figure out how you're going to keep the parts that you like and then replace the parts you don't like. You know, but still, it's not a great answer. You know, hey, you've had 8 years to think about this.
What they're describing is fix.
Yeah, it's a fix. It's not a total replace
Nor should it be totally replaced, because there's so many things that people, one, have enjoyed and have not raised costs and have actually limited costs and provided more access, a lot of good things.
The part there's a lot of parts I didn't know because I didn't read the 12,000 pages, whatever. Yeah. But one of the things that you told me on the show, and I don't know if everybody remembers, was when you went to the hospital, say you went in for an appendectomy, and then something happened, like you got an infection.
Yeah.
You would have to pay, or your insurance company
you paid based upon things done to you.
Done to you. In other words, so if you had the appendectomy, now they're treating you for an infection. So you'd have to pay for that. And then if you fell out of your bed and broke your ankle, you'd have to pay for that.
Right.
Under Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, you only paid for what you went into the hospital for.
You go in with pneumonia, and this was happening to seniors quite a bit with Medicare. You go in with pneumonia, and now you get MRSA. You pick up a hospital-acquired infection or C. diff or one of these terrible things, and you're in the hospital longer. It used to be the hospital got paid more. Not anymore. You're paid on the average cost or the average price, if you will, that Medicare pays
for pneumonia.
For the pneumonia.
Not anything else.
So it made hospitals have to be safer.
Yeah, it's safer and probably pay a little more attention.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it did. That is a good thing
under
Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
The other things, of course, are the existing conditions.
Preconditions. Having adult children are able to stay under coverage.
I'm still not crazy about that because
how many kids go out and get a college degree now and then come back to be a barista because they can't get a job and you can't pay for health insurance as a barista. So
you can't pay for health insurance now if you're not a barista. That's because the costs have gone up so dramatically in other places.
In other places, yeah. Not so much in California.
It's gone up, 50, 100, 300%. So you can't pay $6,000 or $7,000 a year.
But keep in mind, a 100% increase when you're paying $112 a month takes you up to $214, which is the case. So they're using percentages as opposed to real numbers to fight this.
That's not in every case, though.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right.
But we're going to talk about California here because
we're going to talk about California and particularly the North State.
Right.
As it relates to this.
Because we're on the cusp of a big change now.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So share.
Okay. Let's start with full repeal. If you repeal the bill, here's what gets repealed so that people are aware of what is provided. Okay. One way or another. This would eliminate the individual and the employer mandates. The requirement to have insurance would go away. Guaranteed access to insurance for people with pre-existing conditions goes away.
Wait a minute. That's under the – what's this?
If you repeal.
If you repeal.
There's still 25 or 30% of people say, let's just repeal it. It's a terrible law, period.
Those are people that usually have
– This is what happens if the repeal –
If the whole thing goes.
If they repeal it like they said they were going to do all along.
All right.
Okay. Insurance subsidies for low and middle income people goes away. The expansion of Medicaid – the Medicaid expansion, which is the big thing in Northern California, mm-hmm. goes away. Guaranteed preventive services with no cost sharing goes away. Annual lifetime caps go back on in terms of how much insurance you can have. The option for young adults to stay goes away. All tax increases related to the law go away. That's a, you know, that would be something no one likes tax. The repeal will also eliminate Medicare preventive benefits. See, so there's some things tied back into Medicare. The closing of the prescription drug donut hole, which was covered, was done with through the Obamacare bill, that goes away. So that big donut hole for people in terms of their prescription drugs that we have for Part D goes away. And all changes to Medicare payment delivery system made by the ACA go away. Now, one of the things that happened when it created the ACA, hospitals took a hit. And they took a hit from what's called disproportionate share because they were taking care of a lot of people who had no insurance. And that just raises the cost for everybody else. And the government understood that, so they actually enhanced the amount of money that is paid to the hospital from Medicare and Medicaid, or in our case, Medi-Cal. So hospitals had more money then. So hospitals took a hit. They took that away because more people were now going to be insured. They'd be able to pay their bills, so you don't need to be paid twice. You don't need to get this disproportionate money for taking care of these people being paid less. So that went away. So hospitals now would go back onto that Dole kind of system, maybe, but they'd have to add that back in. And immediately you'd start seeing the costs go up in terms of providing care in hospitals. So those are the things that happen.
But can I just jump in here on some of these things?
It's your show.
Well, not once I get in here because Linda takes it over. I've come in here before. And okay, here's
your question.
One of the things we talked about was doctors are charging more because insurance companies have to charge more. Because they can only pay, they only get 20% of the money they make. 80% has to go to the doctor and the hospital. Yeah. So a $120 visit now became a $340 visit. And that's what was hitting people so hard because they were saying, oh, well, you've got to do this so to get your money. Well, if that's taken away, won't that drop the cost?
No.
No.
One of the nice things in the law was that insurance companies, for the first time, were required to actually spend the money on health care.
Right.
Before the law was passed, insurance companies were keeping about 32% of the money for their costs, their administrative costs, and profit. Keep in mind, the insurance company, particularly places like Anthem and several of the others, they don't care about health care. They care about their stockholders, and the stocks have, you know, went up nicely. Now, under this law, for the individual market, they must spend 80 cents of every dollar on actual health care. And if it's a group market, they must spend 85%. And boy, did they not like that. They fought that like crazy. But I'm here to, but do you know what the overhead for Medicare is? Now, that's an insurance company. Think of it. Medicare is an insurance
company. I know this answer.
Yeah.
3%.
No, it's actually 5%.
Okay.
That's 5%. It's a real big number.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I knew it was small.
But the number for Medi-Cal in this area, mm-hmm. and I'm very well aware of that because of Partnership Health Plan, is 4%. We do it for 4%. But the insurance companies have to have 20%, 15%, which is illogic. So one of the reasons we have high health care costs is because of insurance anyway.
Okay. True because they are – and without that, without those insurance companies, now you become a single payer.
Well, it could be. Or a no payer. You know, that's –
Let's talk about that for a second. Anyway, don't both hospitals make a lot more money under Obamacare since many uninsured actually got insurance?
And the answer is no. I just explained to you. They used to get a subsidy. Used to get a subsidy called disproportionate share.
Right.
See, what you want is everybody to have some skin in the game and paying their bills. Now, are they making more money now a little bit? Yeah, but they're also not losing money. The hospitals in this state lose money. You know, on the average, they're making 2-3%. Some of them not. I mean, you know, there's some hospitals that make a really large amount of money, and some of them near here. But they they don't make any great big amount.
But the other thing too that happened, I'm out of order here.
Yeah.
Is a lot of people couldn't find a doctor even under this thing, so they still end up in the emergency.
Well, this is an interesting fact, and this I love this one because we now have all the information. In the last 4 years, the number of people on Medi-Cal expansion, the number of people in that group, that cohort group that were in the expansion, their use of emergency rooms went down 37%. Down.
up here.
Yeah. Shasta Regional Medical Center, that I visited with Cindy.
Sure, sure.
They had over from November, or excuse me, October, November, December, they had 100 fewer Medi-Cal visits than they had had the year before. 100 fewer. And that means their revenue went down. And they were actually saying,
So 30 a month, about that.
No, 100 fewer each month.
Oh, each month.
Yeah,
okay.
And usually, and we everybody okay. expected, see, they're going to pass this ACA. People are not going to have access. It's just going to flood the emergency rooms. And that was my expectation, too. And it did happen at first.
At first.
But in this area, through Partnership Health Plan, we've actually helped recruit 90 new practitioners into the 14-county area that we've had.
Okay.
Access has increased. Our community health center's done a wonderful job. The tribe opened up their clinic these people. And now we have fewer people in this area going to the emergency room. That's where the cost is. You know.
Well, yeah, but if you got to look at this, too, is that when Redding Rancheria opened up that Medicaid clinic, they see 6,000 people. And if it hadn't been for that, those 6,000 people would have still been.
Well, I don't know what you're saying in that. I'm telling you that they opened up because we had the ability to pay.
Yes.
They opened it up and it lowered the use of the emergency rooms, which makes it more available for you and I.
No, I understand really that. Sick. I'm just saying that, though, if they had not opened that up, there'd have been 6,000 more people having to use emergency rooms. I mean, Redding Rancheria really helped our community by opening up that clinic.
And we're making each other's point here.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here. Hey, this Thursday, Randall and Barbara are coming.
Oh, how fun.
They're our guest at Wind River.
Thank you for coming.
Well, you're a guest. You're paying for it. So
yeah.
I'm more than pleased.
Overtime.
No, Thursday night, overtime.
She can have
come
steak
on
and
out.
Lobster. You're up for a hamburger.
So. Overtime. It's a new lounge that we're performing in. It's a blast. It's really fun. I've got Joe Larson on trombone real fast, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Verimont is on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. And we'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30. It's an overtime lounge. Come and check it out. Looking forward to it this Thursday night. We'll see you there. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Gray Bear Show, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, backcountry horsemen, and free senior Friday evening with free admission for seniors 65 and over from 3 to 7 p.m. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boatsport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, 27th of February, last Monday in February 2017. It's about 34 degrees, going up to 53 today, down to 35 tonight. Looks like we might get a little bit of rain, but hopefully not. The rest of the week should be kind of clear. Enjoy the sun, because we're going to get a little more rain coming up. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You're never going to find a better place to get a haircut than
Cypress Square Barbershop.
Right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Love the place. Big shout out to DC, who's still on convalescent leave after he got his knee fixed. We're here with Randall Hempling, and he's telling us, you know, okay, the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you repeal all of it, it's going to have a severe impact on a lot of people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's not working great.
So no, it needs fixing.
It needs to be fixed. Yeah. Okay. Now, when we start talking about money that it costs to be in a hospital, the average for a person for medical care for a hospital for a nonprofit –
No. We were talking about in the break about the expense. How much a hospital spends
right.
to provide a day's care
for a patient.
Yeah, for a patient, and this is an item for a different time.
Oh, it's $3,800.
Yes, yeah, it's $3,800.
Depending on what kind of hospital.
Yeah, not for profit hospitals in the state of California.
Right.
The cost for them to provide a day care is about $3,800.
Okay. That's for a nonprofit,
yeah.
And that's just statistics.
Yeah.
For a for-profit hospital, it costs?
Around $1,900, $2,000.
Half of it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that weird?
It's not unexpected.
Because of unions and other things.
Well, and by the way, that is exactly the way it is nationally. National average is that way, and all states it's that way. Just happens to be that it costs them more to provide a day's care than it does others. But that's, you know, that's an item for, you know, the whys and the wherefores are, that's a long discussion, and a lot of it's political. So,
Okay.
So you want to hear what is being proposed right now. This is as of last Friday, this was the leaked, if you will,
absolutely
bill that's come out of that they're proposing and they're rolling
this
around.
This is their proposal right now.
Yeah, this
right
is
now.
The Ryan type plan, and it's got some stuff, but it is not. It is not a repeal, as we described. All those things go away. Here's how they propose to maintain a lot of the good stuff in the bill and at the same time, you know, fix it. Okay. The first thing, you have to pay for all of these things. I mean, you know, all of these pre-existing conditions, all these, somebody's got to pay for that. It's not free.
Right.
You know, so when the president says he's going to have a bigger, better plan, everybody's going to be covered and it's going to cost less, is a pipe dream. You can't, there is no free lunch. There's definitely no free health care. So they have to have a revenue generator. So they propose to keep in from the existing bill. It's called something different, but they're going to cap the amount of money that an employer can pay for health insurance for employees and not be taxed and call that as part of their revenue. They can't the Cadillac tax, if you will, is what it was called before.
Uh-huh.
They propose to keep that. Different form, called something different, but that's a method or the method they propose to pay for most of this. It's like I say, it's the same thing as a Cadillac plan. The big thing that it would do, the bill would roll back the Medicaid expansion, in our case Medi-Cal. States would have the option to continue with the expansion, but no longer receive the enhanced federal funding. So we moved it on in California. California took over its own plan. California, most of all the money that went into that is paid federal dollars. Many states did that, and many did not, did not accept that. So they would keep the Medicaid expansion. That, for our area, for Shasta County, 17,000 people.
So they would keep that then?
They would keep that.
Okay.
Yeah, keep my,
right.
So this is, you know, this is a good thing. But they keep that, but it would phase over time, and they'd be looking at it all the time. It would repeal the individual mandate and the premium subsidies.
What does that mean?
Well, you'd no longer be required. You, Carl, would
to
have health insurance.
And what about
well,
the...
But here's the thing. Instead of tying subsidies to income, they'd be linked to age. So there would, instead of paying the premium, mm-hmm. you would get a tax subsidy. You would get a subsidy that would be paid for you or on your behalf. Tax credits, and you know, a tax credit is much better than a tax deduction. You're aware of that. A tax credit is actually dollar for dollar. If you owe $5,000 and they give you $2,000 credits, you're down to three. Tax credits would start at $2,000 for people age 30. They increase in steps of $500 per decade of life, reaching $4,000 for people over age 60. So if you're 60 years old, you'd receive $4,000 from the government to help you buy your health insurance. But you'd have to buy the insurance to get the money. So it's not a mandate, but it's an opportunity to do that.
Well, what if your insurance costs $8,000?
You
only get $4,000.
You get $4,000, so you pay $8,000. Yeah.
So you pay half of that.
Yeah, you pay half of it.
Now, there's people right now that aren't paying anything.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody pays something.
No. Only if you only get the tax credit if you buy insurance.
Okay, but you're not forcing people to buy it.
You're not
insurance.
Forced to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you get a tax credit if you do. So let's say somebody's making $35,000 a year and they're 60 years old. And because of that, they have to pay more. And right now, under the law, everybody pays kind of the same. Kind of irrespective, they can actually charge three times more now for an older person than a younger person. And we older people use it much more.
Yeah.
Under the new law, it's going to go to 5-1, which means the 30-year-old person that's paying, let's say a 30-year-old person is paying $1,200 a year for their insurance. I mean, they're really pretty healthy people.
Right.
Well, if they're paying that, then the person who's 60 years old will pay five times as much. Right now it's limited to 3-1. So costs go up, but they go up because
we use it more.
We use it more.
Right.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. They do have a plan to cover more expensive folks, the pre-existing conditions. This is the big bugaboo in the plan, is that under the repeal and their first replace thing, pre-existing conditions were, well, you know, tough. But a pre-existing condition is just about anything. If you have diabetes, that's a pre-existing condition. I've had cancer, so that's a pre-existing condition.
Right.
And what they were going to do is you had an 18-month delay before you could get back on health insurance. If an employer hired you, they could exclude cancer for me for 18 months before putting me on. Well, that's, you know, needless to say, people aren't going to like that. And of course, the bill's not finalized by any means. But those are part of the changes. But in every case, those are fixes, and that's a good thing. You know, the idea to repeal and just throw all this disruption in there and then try to figure it out later doesn't work, because people have completely forgotten the mess that our healthcare system was in, continues to be in terms of the actual delivery system, back in the years leading up to the ACA. I mean, it was going up 10-12% a year in terms of your premiums. And when people talk about healthcare cost, they are only talking about their insurance costs. That's all I hear people talk. Well, my cost went up. Well, the problem is the cost of healthcare in this country, the actual delivery of healthcare, is 2 and 3 times as much as any other country in the world. And there are myriad reasons for that. I mean, we talked a bit about pharmacy. You know,
well, the pharmacy, you know, we did talk about that, how just stopping the advertising that you see during the Super Bowl could save millions of dollars a year in pharmaceutical cost.
Yeah.
And the idea of generics into it.
Well, the problem, and generics worked for a while until the big major pharm companies bought the generic companies.
Right.
Or did deals with them, backdoor deals, to keep them from bringing it on.
Right, and they did that. They would buy it and keep them off. So do we need – how much can you reform the pharmacies?
Well, it depends on how much they pay their lobbyists. I mean, look what happened. The problem with all of these bills is that they did nothing to control costs. When they passed, when they passed Medicare Part D and added that in, and they did that in the dark of night, and it was pandering to the seniors, and the seniors just loved it, well – The deal they did with the pharmaceutical companies, there would be no negotiation. They even did that in the ACA. There's no negotiation with pharmaceutical companies on the cost of drugs. And you, that's – if you're going to talk about free enterprise means let's do a deal, to quote our president.
Yeah.
Let's do a deal. Well, there needs to be a better deal.
Well, he's mentioned this before. He has mentioned that what's, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are –
Then he met with them.
Yeah.
And he has stopped saying that. Now he said, we're going to help you guys with the tax things and do this kind of stuff. He's not said anything more about capping costs or getting them to roll back their prices.
Here's a quick question here. It says, one of the things is such a variation of cost in different – I mean, one thing will cost – in one area will cost you $1,000 more than it does 50 miles away.
That's right. That's just historically the way that pricing has been done.
Should there be a fixed price on things?
Well, there you get into a big problem. That's just un-American. They tried that in 1982. I was running my first hospital in Kansas, and they came in and they said, "We're going to cap payments to hospitals at X." Mm-hmm. And I forget what the dollar amount was.
Right.
And that was the big deal. And they thought, "Boy, this can solve it." But what they didn't do was cap the pricing that hospitals had to pay to buy the things that they bought.
Everybody,
like
food,
water, electricity. You can't fix
a hospital so it's ready there for an emergency, but if you don't fix the roads around it.
Yeah, you could tell me at the hospital, we're only going to pay you X dollars. Well, are you going to tell REU they can't charge me more because my, you know.
Electricity costs
you
going up.
You've got to free every cost that I have in my system, which, you know, a hospital uses every part of the world in terms of our cost structure. So there's nothing in these bills.
It's not repealing it. It's replacing certain parts of it. We need to take a break right here. And what I want to do when we come back is say, what is the ideal fix? I mean, what could be done to fix our system? I mean, I know you could say is, okay, pharmaceutical companies have got to compete. We've got to be able to talk to them. The lawsuits, the going across state lines for health insurance, all those things. Are all those things help?
Well, the silly part of crossing state lines with health insurance is an actuarially based system. If you pay, if you don't fix the cost that the insurance company is paying, it doesn't do any good to go across state lines. And do you want to be in Nevada or do you want to be in Idaho and suddenly have your health insurance blended with California, where the costs are the highest in the country, and now your costs go up because now they're selling to California people?
Okay,
I've gotten the rise
on my auto rates. Right. I have never had a wreck or any of these things. I've never gotten tickets yet. It's going up because I got crazy people in Southern California.
You're based there. Yeah.
We need to take a break.
So insurance across state lines is not, meaningless.
Unless you live in California, then it might help.
Yeah, we'd get it diluted. Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? If you're having – it's now. Look at that sun out there.
Mm.
So the summer is coming.
Time to get your air conditioning ducts or your heating ducts. Anyway, your filters need to be replaced twice a year. When was the last time you had yours replaced?
That's true. And you're talking about the best place in town. That can do any type of help is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. These are great people, a veteran-owned business that take care of you like family. We'll be right back with Randall Hempling and what comes next in our health care.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 27th of February. It's going to be 30. It's 38 right now, going to go up to 53 today. And the weather report is always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left, so let's get going with this final information that I know is so vitally important to our morning interview or morning discussion with you, Randall.
Well, okay, we asked about how would you fix this, and then we discussed it during the break.
Well, the fix is going to take two or three generations. It's not going to get fixed quickly.
Okay.
Just like Medicare was passed in 1965, and they've been fixing it ever since. I got to see the actual debates on that and the Civil Rights Act. I'm one of these blessed people that lived long enough to see these things. They're fixing it all the time. It's always going to be fixed, always going to be manipulated and managed. And as you're well aware, I've traveled all around the world as best I can. I'm trying to see as much of it as I can. And in every place, I look at their healthcare system, and they, you know, their systems are different. And sorry to say, their systems are better. The people live longer. Their infant mortality is less. Lots of different things because of their systems. But they, you know, we have our problem in this United States is that we are a United States. We have 50 different little systems combined to a big system. So when I illogically compare it to other nations, they don't have all those little systems to compete with and all these little rules and regulations passed by each state. So that's what makes it virtually impossible to put in a gigantic national fix because of all the stuff. But some things that can be done, first of all, need to negotiate with the drug companies. We pay so much more than every other country in the world. And you can look at television now. Look at the ads they're putting out there. Don't go gently into the night. We're creating all these drugs that are going to save you and keep you alive forever.
Humira, et cetera.
Yeah, they've done.
Every other one is about.
That's only happened in the last 15 years.
Yeah, that's only. Yeah, and that's because they allowed it. They allowed it. Right. They allowed them to advertise directly to the public. And for fun, anytime you see an ad for television, and there's always a new drug every week. I mean, just some new name. Look it up. Look it up. Just go cost of Humira, cost of whatever this new drug is. Mm. I'll guarantee you they are never less than $350 a month.
Wow.
That's, you know, they're close to $5,000 a year for every one of them. Look at the fun one now is they go to all us baby boomers and say, you know, one in 30 of you has got Hep C.
Right.
You got this hidden.
Where the hell did that come from?
Well, they put the ad out there. They want you to go get tested. If you get tested and you turn it up, you have Hep C. Now, even though it may be benign, even though it's been there and you're 80 years old, you've got Hep C. You want to be cured because, my God, you just don't want to have Hep C. Well, do you know what the cost of curing is?
Oh.
$80,000.
Wow.
$80,000. $1,000 per pill for about a three-month
unless episode. Unless you're on Obamacare.
Well, no. Oh. Then it's paid, the government pays it.
Okay.
Our costs alone in Medi-Cal went up $1 billion. $1 billion because of that drug.
Mm.
The drug that
so if you're on a program... If you're in a program that's subsidized, you know, you get the government program or whatever that is. If you're low income and you see these commercials. You go get tested. It's costing
Medicare. Yeah, if you're Medicare, you want to get tested because Medicare is going to pay for that because Medicare can't negotiate with the drug companies.
And see,
so they pay the $80,000. The same thing if you're employed. If you're an employee of just anybody here in town, the city. You're an employee of the city. You go down and you get tested for that. Now the city's on the hook for $80,000, even though you have no symptoms. You've got it's no big deal. Your body's managing that disease well enough. But you're going to go down and get tested. So all of these drugs that are out there, and here's the other thing. There's another law that says that Medicare must pay for every drug that is approved by the Food and Drug Administration. So they have to pay for it. So what happens is the drug companies take two old drugs that have worked. You know, they work. Then they find out if you put them together, you get about a 1% enhancement. And I'm talking it's really that low, 1% or 2% enhancement. So they make that a new drug, even though you're just taking two pills at the same time or they're just combined. They call that a new drug and put a price on it that's astronomical. The big embarrassment lately is there's a drug for a specific type of muscular dystrophy that has been used for 7 years in Europe. 7 years. And it costs them over there about $800 a year for that drug. Do you know what they charge for it here when they brought it in? Because they said they had to go through the FDA to get it approved here. $89,000 for that drug. That's the problem. We are subsidizing the entire rest of the
world. Just $89,000 just to have it approved.
No, $89,000 is the cost of that drug in the United States for a year.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, oh, okay.
That's the absurdity of it. You saw what happened with the EpiPen, you know, where they
And then they walked in. Then they walked in and said, "Well, that's how much it cost."
Go look at their. Go get their P&L. Go get see what kind of profits they're making. And they always come back to say, "Well, we have to do research and development." If you know anything about economics. Research and development is an above-the-line cost. That means that's part of their cost structure already. Then you go in and you see that Pfizer makes 20 and 25% profit after all of those costs and all those advertising costs, all that money they put on television. Now, if it weren't for Cialis, we wouldn't have football advertising. So that's a recreational drug. It's like marijuana. So, you know, that's okay. I don't have a problem with Cialis and Viagra and those kind of things because, you know, that –
right.
Advertising that, but the rest of them, they don't need to be advertising all of those things.
So what I was going to say, I said the first ones I remember seeing was for ED, you know, erection dysfunction, and I'm thinking, what is this? You know,
here's why they advertise,
and then it just like it was like it opened the door.
Well, here's why they advertise directly to the public. You see that you've got one of the let's say you're a diabetic, and they put out a new diabetic. Insulin-producing drug. Well, you see that on television. The first thing you're going to do is ask your doctor for it. You're going to say, "Doc, can you give me that?" And the doctor says, "Well, you really don't meet criteria in this." Well, and you're going to harp on that doctor, or you're going to change doctors. It used to be that was easy, but now it's not so easy to change doctors. So what we've done, the purpose of them advertising to the public is to turn our doctors into drug dealers. Literally, turn it into drug dealers.
Okay, so now, we only got a couple minutes left. So the biggest reform, one of the biggest reforms that we could make.
That you could do right now.
That you could do right now is to, one, you no longer can advertise.
Yeah, and negotiate.
And number two is negotiate pricing. Now, in the state of California, they tried to pass something that I think it was Prop 61 that said, hey,
yeah, and boy, did they get over on the public with that one. I mean, I got so angry watching that. They told the vets, and they got the vets, and God love us, you know, they told all the vets, your prices are going to go up because of, you know, if you pass this thing. And they bought into it, they bit. Well, the VA does negotiate prices, and drug prices in the VA are allowed to go up at the CPI, Consumer Price Index, every year, about 2%, 2.1%. So you are never going to have higher prices. The vets were never, ever going to have higher prices, but they bit on it, and they ran with it. And you can't change people's minds once they hear that and they see.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I talked about it, and I said, were you aware? And you weren't aware about the CPI thing. They weren't going to tell you that. And there wasn't enough money on the other side to get it out, and you know, it was too late. So they didn't want it to go. They poured millions of dollars.
And so essentially what it is that if they say we want to tie it so we don't pay any more than the veterans do, so the veterans aren't – doesn't make any difference to veterans. They're not going to pay any more anyway.
Well, they are going to pay more, about 2% every year.
Because
whatever the CPI
we do anyway.
Yeah, you do anyway. That's
the consumer.
They are so afraid of that, and that's why they're advertising now about.
Well, they're in another state right now trying to do it.
Well, and they're advertising currently. I mean, look, they're beautiful ads about all the things they do to keep us alive. If it weren't for these things they're doing, we'd all die. You know, or it's going to be terrible.
Here's
going
the bottom
into the
line:
night.
Is if you wanted to save billions, is that you say right away, okay, you can't advertise anymore. And two, what's the second one? Oh, you can negotiate.
You negotiate. And then the third thing you can do as it relates to insurance companies is be sure and keep the cap in there that they have what's called a medical loss ratio. Insurance companies must spend the money on health care.
Absolutely.
Not to their stockholders.
Randall Hempling, always an expert on this stuff.
And there's
love
so much more to cover.
Oh, there's so much
Lord,
more.
My goodness.
Well, we'll do this on a regular basis till we catch up.
I'd love to come tell you why competition does not work in healthcare.
Oh.
To control costs.
Okay, well, we'll have you back
for that.
Oh, boy,
that's part B.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane. Tomorrow, Haven Humane's going to be on. And we got a full week this week, including Doug LaMalfa on Friday. Everybody have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Had tremendous problems. I won't say in front of the Democrats. I'll just say it to the Republicans. It doesn't work. But we're going to have it fixed, and we're going to repeal and replace. And I think you're going to see something very, very special.
And President Trump making it very clear he plans to put more power back in the hands of states. The average price of a gallon of regular